This sermon is brought to you by Shofar Christian Church. We hope that you will be blessed by this message. Our audio and video sermons are also available on Shofar TV to download and share.
A letter that I wrote to Lucas, and forgive me, the printer didn't work this morning, so I'm going to read it off a screen that I hope doesn't blank out on me. And I want you, where I say Lucas, in your heart to say, me, Lord. My dearest bringer of light, our son, there are many important things I will teach you and show you, but none are as important or precious as the words on this page. Lucas, in your life, there may be many who contend to be called your father. One specific man, Papa Willem, loves you more than life itself and will father you with the greatest joy and will forever hold it as one of his highest honors and rewards to be called your papa. But today, Mommy wants to tell you that there is truly only one worthy of that title. Before creation, you were conceived in the heart of God Almighty, the creator of the heavens and the earth. He wove you together in a beautiful lady's womb and prepared each day for you. There's nothing about you that he doesn't know. He dances and rejoices over you, and he cares not just about you, but about your children and their children and their children. You have been separated from this great holy God. Because of your sin, as people, we fall short, because no matter how hard you try, you can't be holy like God is holy. Lucas, this Father of yours is perfect, unlike anything you can fathom. Around his throne, day and night, angels call out, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty." He has no fault. He is also perfectly whole and has no need for you, but he chooses you. To be able to know you and share his heart with you, he made the ultimate sacrifice and sent his son to die for you, Lucas, so that you won't have to die. But more than that, that precious son Jesus, who knew no sin, died, and God the Father allowed it so that you no longer have to be separated from this great Father, because Jesus' blood washed away your sin. By Jesus dying on that cross for you, paying the price for your sin, you can boldly, with no shame, no fear, approach this Father. And possibly the most important thing I can tell you today is you have access to him. Nothing stands between you and him. He created you to have emotions and go through seasons, and he will be with you every step of the way. Through Jesus dying for you, God also demonstrated that to you, that you have value. He said, knowing you and giving you life is worth allowing his son to leave heaven and suffer a brutal death on the cross. This Father blesses you and calls you by name. He has good plans for you and wants to give you a hope and a future. Lucas, I trust that as you grow up, you will never undervalue the privilege that you would harness every opportunity to enter into that holy space. Bringing your heart to your Father in the holiest of holies, to be reminded of your worth and his great love for you, but also that you can hear his voice and hear what breaks his heart, what gives him great joy. Your heavenly Father chose you, gives you an identity as a son in the house of God. He comforts you when you are sad, mad, and alone. Lucas, he will also discipline you and prune you so that you can grow, and it won't always be easy, but I pray that you have the wisdom to learn from that discipline and not harden your heart. He requires obedience, and this will grow easier as you learn to hear his voice and as you learn to love what he loves and hate what he hates. Your heavenly Father wants to guide you and instruct you. He never leaves you. Lucas, he protects you, and his perfect love casts out all fear. He also wants to reward you. How crazy is that? That the God to whom I and you owe everything, who saved your soul from destruction, then still wants to reward. Lucas, God, our Father, He loves you, but He sees us. God is building His kingdom, and as a son, you are invited to jump in with many others and join in the greatest call of all, and that is to lay down your life for Him. But He promises that if you lose your life for Him, you will find it. Lucas, when mommy was a little girl, I was made aware of this Father. And without exception, I can stand here today and say He has been true to every single word. I'm discovering as the years go by just how much He cares for my heart, how He cares about my nagging questions, and how He enjoys speaking to those who are called His sons and daughters. One day you will be with Him in a place with no tears and no heartache, where what is unclear and misty will be made clear, and where the eternal home is being prepared for you. You will be received around a banquet table because your arrival will be celebrated. But this great God, who is your Father, won't force you. He won't manipulate you or bully you. He says, I set before you life and death. Please choose life. Lucas, church, every precious soul in front of me, you get to choose to receive this Father's unfailing love, protection, identity, joy, and vision. I pray with all my heart that you choose this life of abundance the day He calls you. Lucas, may this great God bless you and keep you. May His face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace. Love, Mommy. As the time grows short, I want to say to mothers, one of the greatest things God ever said to me is, join me in this great call to turn the hearts of the children towards their fathers and the hearts of their fathers to their children. The way you honor and love your husband, the way you create space for your husband to come into holy spaces and experience Christ, the way you pray for him will make an utmost difference in your child's ability to see God the Father. And then to the fathers, you have a beautiful opportunity. 1 Thessalonians, for you know that we dealt with each of you as a father deals with his own children, encouraging, comforting, urging you to live lives worthy of God, who calls you into the kingdom and glory. But you will not be able to do all those things if you yourself aren't going to the feet of the Most Holy God and getting healing, getting truth, and having your identity as a man of God restored. If I can ask the worship band to come forward, let's pray. Lord God, thank you as we stand here, sit here this morning, that you call us a holy people, a priesthood, your children. Lord God, those sitting on the other side of a screen, Lord God, you call them in. You say, I'm here with you. You are not alone. I pray for many that the veil will be torn today in the spirit, Father. And that we would stop looking to man, to things to comfort us, but that we will have a fresh revelation of God our Father and the access and the boldness with which we can go and plonk ourselves on His lap and weep and cry and scream and be comforted. Lord, we glorify you. We acknowledge that you are Abba Father. You are holy. You're not a sitcom daddy that comes and goes and makes silly jokes. You love righteousness. You love the sacred. You call us apart. You call this holy ground. And I pray, Lord God, for all the people here, as we worship and we reflect on your goodness and your Father heart for us, that we would come symbolically to this cross and remember, and we will bow our knee and say, Papa, I'm coming to sit at your feet because I am lonely, I'm depressed. Father, I'm anxious. And Father, that we would receive your comfort, that we will receive your discipline and your instruction. Be glorified, Lord. We pray in Jesus' name.
Thank you for listening. Remember that our sermon audio and videos are also available on Shofar TV. Go to www.shofaronline.tv to download and share.